We are Probe.
We're
going to do the quick tuning game, and then we're off to the races. All right. We're going to do a quick little lesson. All right. This thing here. It's called a theremin. Back World War II, they came out with it. The intent was an orchestra instrument. And there'd be 30, 40 ladies dressed to the hilt, all playing this instrument. And that's it. It was intended to be an orchestra. It never really caught on for whatever reason. Since then, a lot of bands have used it. Fishbone comes to mind. They use it up front in a lot of things. It's fairly eclectic, but it just really goes well with our surfy kind of stuff. So when you hear it, now you know what it is. It's a theremin. The closer, you don't actually touch anything. The closer you get your hand to this, the higher the pitch. So there you go. You don't have to, now you know. The end.
Thank you.
difficulties for 60 seconds, which is perfect. Gives me a chance to tell a joke. All right. It's a thinking person's joke, so this side, don't worry about it. How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb? How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb? Anybody? Two, but I have no idea how they got in there. Ah, one person got it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to cut the set short on behalf of technical difficulties. And this song can go 1 minute. It could go 39 minutes. It's a union thing. They cut us off at 39 minutes. But I think you'll know it when you hear it. Teach people. Do you recognize it? Every James Bond movie you'll ever watch will have this chord at the beginning and at the end of the movie. It's the James Bond chord. Don't ask me if it's a C minor 7 diminished 9 or whatever it might be. It's the James Bond chord. There you go. You've learned two things today. The James Bond chord and the theremin. All right. Good night. We're Probe. Denver. Facebook. Probe.Denver.